in Maimorim Melukat. This is in Chelek Aleph, the 39th Maimer. The Maimer is Vayiu Chayi Sora Me Yeshoni Vesrim Shono. The Rebbe said this Maimer an early Yoim Hei Parshas Chayi Sora. And this was Chof Marcheshon. And that is Yoim Heledes Kvet Kedushas Admur Marashab Nishmos Eden. In Hey Tovshim Mem Aleph, in Tovshim Mem Aleph, on the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, Chof Mar Cheshvan, in the note it says that this was published in the booklet Chof Cheshvan Tovshim Mem Ches, in honor of Chof Mar Cheshvan that is going to Ba'alein L'Toyva, coming upon us for the good, the day of the Rebbe Rashab, and is signed, the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. It is dated at Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Tezvav Mar Cheshvan, Shnas Hakel, Shnas Tismach, and Tovshim Mem Ches was this published. This is, we'll see in the Maimer, this is 120 years that the Rebbe said the Maimer. The Rebbe Rashab was born in Tafrej Chof Aleph, and this is Tafshin Mem Aleph. In the Maimer, the Rebbe will actually also be discussing, and towards the end of the Maimer, the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu, and generally the Maimer discusses the meaning of the Pasuk of Ayu Chayisora and Shnei Chayisora, the duplication. Seems to duplicate again, and the quotes from the Zohar that the years of were Hamshocha from the Sfiris, and the Snecha Yisora is even that the Chaim was the law, as the Zohar, as we'll go step by step, we'll see in the Maimer a lot of very interesting details. It's interesting that in a few years later, in Tovshim Mem Hei, exactly, the Rebbe also has the same on the Yom Haledes of the Rebbe Rashab, and that was published in Tovshim Nun Aleph, which was 130 years from the birthday. That's the next Maimer in the series of these Maimorim. In Maimorim Meluka, this comes the next one. It will be the 40th Maimer. So this is... and the Rebbe also bases himself on the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab from Ateres, Tofrej Ayin Tes, and it articulates it's very similar to this. Okay, so without further delay, let's go inside. P'siyayte d'shmaya, early Yom Hei, Parshas Chayisore, Chof Mar Cheshvan, Yom Haledes, Chvei Kedusha, Ad Murashah, Deshmo Seyden, Hei Toshon. Vayi Yu Chayisore, Me Yoshono, Ve Esrim Shono, Ve Sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayisore. So the opening of the Pasuk of the Parsha is that Sora's life was 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years, 127 years. That was the life of Sora. So the Rebbe Rashab is medayik, points out in the Maimer that opens up with this opening of a Yuchai Sora of the year of Ateres, and he asks over there the question, Mahu Oimre Shnei Chayi Sora, what is it that the Pasuk concludes by saying this is the years of Sora's life, Hare Kvar Nemar, but it already said in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayir Chayi Sora, and the life of Sora war, Umefaret Shnoiseho, and it details the years the life of Sora was, Bemeyes, how many was in hundreds, it was 100 years, Asirios, and how many in 20s, and Vachodes, and the ones, the seven. So he says already, life was 127 years. V'loma kofal oid loimar shnei chayisora. So why does he repeat again? He duplicates to say shnei chayisora. As the Rebbe will explain that it means, according to the Zohar, that it means the second Pasuk, Shnei Chayesor, means that the years were actually her years. You can live Chayesor, you can get the Hamshoche, or the Rebbe talks about Sfiras HaMalchus, you can get, it should be Chayesor, but you can get, these were Shnei Chayesor, as the Zohar says, the Lohin, as we'll see later on. Also, we have to understand, as the Zohar questions, amongst the four foremothers, between Sora, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, the only one that the Torah quotes how many years she lived was only by Sora. The Torah tells you how long she lived. We don't find the years that the other Imahis lived. Why? By Sarah was it was the Pasuk chosen? The Gemara, the Zohar explains also that Sarah had a different experience. She had to go down to Mitzrayim and she went up from Mitzrayim. Nachtas v'solkas. It was, she had a unique experience, and therefore she was merited, as the Rebbe will continue. Now, it's not only that the Torah gives us the number of how long she lived, but the Torah actually calls the whole parsha, Ba'ad Shekol HaParsha, the entire portion of Chayesor, Nikras Al Shem Zeh, is called on that idea that because her age, how much she lived, we gave a whole parsha based on that, on her life, and we call it Chayesor. Shemizem Mashma, since we call the name of the parsha, we call it Chayesor, Shezou Toichen Kol HaSedra, that this is the content, the idea of the entire Sedra. So here we have a whole Sedra giving you and talking about the Chayesor, about the life of Sora, the age of Sora, Sora's life, and we don't find at all mentioned about how the other Imois, how long they lived. Shaloi Nemar Zebishare Imois. That does not, has not been said by the other mothers. So the Rebbe Rasha brings down the saying of the Zohar that says that Osos Chalvo La'almo V'yizdapkes B'chavyo. Once Chava came down to the world, then what connected, she connected to the snake Chavyo. So there was a failure from the first woman, from Chava, that she connected to the snake. Following her, also Noach la'almo, Noach came to the world. There was again a failure. Maksiv Bey, what is it written by him? Vayesht min hayayin vayishkor. He drank from the wine and he got drunk. Also Sora, but Sora came, v'nochtas, and she had descended into Mitzrayim, v'solkas, and she went up, v'loy is dabkas bay, and nothing connected to her. K'modat amrit, as the Pasuk says, v'yal Avram min Mitzrayim hu v'ishtay. So Avram came up from Mitzrayim, him and his wife. So, notwithstanding that they descended, but they still went up, and because of this, Sora merited this supreme life. The Chayi Sora is Chayin Eloyim. She's because the others, Chava and Noach, Chava, it's also brought down, as the Rebbe will explain, that she gave the a cup of wine to Adam, and that's, he failed. Noach gave the planted these, took along the plantings, and he made the kerem, and he drank, he got shikr, he failed. But Sora, the Rebbe will explain, this is all idea of simcha of Hashem, and if there is a proper simcha, then it's like Sora, it can bring down high madregas, but if this simcha is with Yeshus, as the Rebbe will explain, so then there is negative that comes out. The Chava is Dabkus Bechavia. By Noyach, it's by Yishkor. But Sora, because she descended and she went up properly, so therefore, begin Kach Zochso Lechayin Eloyin. That means by Yushnei Chai Sora. Only Sora had that experience and only she had that merit. That's why she's the one person. Umesayim B'Zoyar Shom, and the Zoyar concludes, Valdo di lo have chayim. And for this, hers was life. The life became hers, was the lo, became hers. So that's the second time that the pasuk duplicates. The first says, Vayichai Yisora, that she was Mamshech Chayin Eloyin. And Shnei Chayin Yisora, the pasuk duplicates, is the lo have chayim, that it became so. Based on this, the Rebbe Rashab explains in the above Maimer, Shnei Diyukim Hanal, these two questions that we said before. We asked, first of all, Shadavke b'sora nemar yimei shnei chayeho, that it's only by Sora where the Torah writes the years, how long she lived, we don't find it by the other. Shaloi nemar bishar imois, that was not been said by the other foremothers. Why? So that question is, and lifshedavke soro, because it is specifically soro. Alidei shenochasas visolkas, because she descended. And then she came up, vayal, they went up after their descent. Zochso lechayin eloyin, she merited this supreme life. Uma shekofal oit pam lemer shnei chayi sora. But the fact the pasuk repeats the second question we asked: why does it say these are the years of Sora's life? Av shekvar nemar batchila. Even though already says these were the lives of Sora were, who ki vayiyu chayi Sora, the first time, who mash zochso l'chayin elomi, that is, the life was that she merited that supreme life. Ushnei chayi Sora, the duplication, who inyan di lo have chayin, that's the idea that the life was hers. It is not only that she merited the supreme life. That supreme life that she merited became hers. That was hers. So we have to understand what is the meaning that she was zoicha to the chayin eloyin, and then the second step, that they become hers, that the lo have it, that they become hers. Begam tzorich lohavin, and also to understand, as the Rebbe will explain, when the chayin become hers, that's a whole nother level. The Rebbe will explain it both according to the Kabbalah, that Sora is the Sfiras HaMalchus, Sora Meloshon Sororo, dominance. And Malchus receives from the Meya Ve'esrim V'sheva, that's Keser, Chochmah Bina, and the Sheva Midos, receives from them Chayin Eloin. But then when they become part of Malchus, that reaches a higher Madrega, and actually Malchus is Mamshet back into the Sfiras, as we will see. So, here, what is the two ideas of, and also in Avedis Hashem, level of Simcha, as we'll see. Also, so we have to understand the contents of these two levels of Hamshacha Chayin Eloyin, and that it becomes her. Vegam Tzarech Lahavin, we also need to understand this connection. It seems like Noyach and Chava and Sarah, these are all connected. They failed and she succeeded. So, Vegam Tzarech Lahavin, the Meloshin HaZoyar, also Chava, Chava came, also Noyach, Noyach came, also Sarah, Sarah came, move on. It's understood that there is a connection between these three matters. Hainu, the Chava v'Noyach rotzu lifol oiso ha'inyan shapo al osor. That Chava and Noyach wanted to accomplish, effect the same idea that Sora did accomplish. Elo shaloy also biyodam, but they weren't successful. Not only did they not succeed in the elevation, that became a descent. By Chava, she connected to the serpent, to the Nochosh, by Yishkar, and by Noach, he became drunk. Mashenkin Sora, as opposed to Sora, even though by her the beginning there was Nochsa, she descended, but then through this descent it was later an elevation. Nochtas v'solkos, the descent, she went up. What's the connection of these three things? So, what is Noyach and Chava and Sora? What is the three connection that she went to the serpent and that went by Yishkor, and here Noxos Visolkos? And the Rebbe wants to explain this really in Avodas Hashem. And the Rebbe again explains that the level of Simcha, sometimes Simcha fails. That's like by Noyach and by Chava, because it comes with yeshus, it comes with haughtiness, with arrogance, and then that simcha, the hispashtus, can bring a person to a level that a negative, and that's why by Chava and by Noyach it didn't work. Davke, when it comes through the level of bitl nachtas visalkas, like by Sora. So the Rebbe is going to first say now, and Oiz Bey is going to bring down that when we learn about what took place by Sora, the Parsha Vayichai Sora, is not just reading something about that happened with someone else in the Torah story, but this is actually a lesson for us. Always Torah is a lesson, but especially when we talk about the forefathers, the mothers of the Jewish people, that we're inheriting their qualities. So therefore, it is very specific. So we have to take a lesson, a message from this in our lives, as the Rebbe will continue. Base. Behine Maisa Ovis Simon Lebonim. What took place by the fathers is a sign for the children, meaning the Jewish people have to take a lesson. Now here, Simon is not just a sign, which is directions. So we see what takes to the parents. We have directions. We learn what we have to do. Over here, Simon is an empowering, that what happened to them empowers us to happen about us as well. V'yadua, and it's known, Shakavona b'simen kanhi. What is meant over here when we say Simon? He loyrak Simon v'hoiro. It's not just a sign and a lesson, elagam nesinas koyach, but also that it is giving us this strength. They did it. They opened up. When they did it, that gives us the strength for us to continue to do along the same line. And this is the idea, is sometimes we find Pesach, this one opened up, they started it, they opened up, and once they opened up, that is, gives the power. This is the idea of Al Derech HaYadua. This is similar to what is known, B'inyan Pesach Reb Ploini Chulu. It says always, oh, this rabbi opened up and he said. So what does it mean, opened up? Opened up means he opened up the possibilities for people to follow in that. After opening up that pipeline and that path, sometimes you can just open up a path. Sometimes you can actually tread through that path and make it walkable. That he threaded through and made it a walkable place, road. That was through that the power was given to each and every one that he can do, he should be able to do this avodah. And he does not need such a big effort as the first time. The first time, the one who starts it off, he has to make that road, he has to thread it through, he has to go through that. It's hard to begin, but once you begin, it's not as difficult anymore. So this is generally Pesach, when you open up by the forefathers, and the foremothers even more. Malach has kama v'kama. Shekein hu b'maisa ovas, how much more so that this is true in the happenings of the fathers. Mikiv on Shehem ha'ovas shakol echad echad mi'Yisrael. Since they're the fathers of each and every one of the Yidden. Vo'inyonim v'avoydes shalohem nimshachim b'Yerusha l'kol echad echad mi'Yisrael. So their matters and their services extend as an inheritance to each and every one of the Jewish people, inherits from their avodah, what they started off, not only because they started it, which will be everybody, but we inherited their avodah, the strength for this avodah. So don't, it's not just the forefathers, but because here we're talking about Sarah, but the same thing is true with regards to the Mois. And specifically as it pertains to our mother Sarah. Sarah was the first of the four mothers, so it's more powerful, the strength we get from Sarah as being the first, especially that the Torah says with regards to Sarah, the Pasuk says, Uksivba, the Pasuk says by Sarah, Kol Asher Toimer Elecha Sarah Shema Bekoili, Bekoilo. The Ebshe says to Avram, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. That means that Sarah has to be listened to, and she's greater in the level of Nevuah. And Rashi says, but generally, the idea that we have to listen to Sarah means that Sarah has an influence and an impact upon all of her children for us to take the message and the lessons from her life and apply it to our life. So from this we understand the Inyan Hanal, the above idea that we discussed, that also Sarah, the Noxos Visolka Sora came and descended and then went up. So that is as all of the happenings of the fathers and the mothers, Hoiro, it's a lesson. The Gam Nesinas Koyach, and also it gives strength, Bavidose Shekol Echad Echad MiYisrael, in the service of each and every one of the Jewish people. Tzorich lahovin ha-hiro de nachtas v'salka v'ha-avoida de bonim la'achrei matan Torah. So we need to understand what is the lesson of this descent and the elevation in the service of the children after matan Torah, which means after we became a people and we have the Torah and we have to follow the Torah. So how do we apply what happened to Sora before Matan Torah in their lives to us after Matan Torah? And the Rebbe is going to explain that we have to serve the Eibushter with Simcha, but Simcha can sometimes deteriorate and lead us to bad things. And that was what Chava and Noach happened to them. And then we have to learn from Sora how this Simcha needs to be in a proper way. That Simcha needs to be with Bittul, and that's when it leads to receiving all the blessings in a very strong way, and that things shouldn't go wrong. Gimel. Kudosh Einyan Vazeh. The point of this idea is as the master of the birthday, which is Chof Ov, explains in the above Maimer, the Maimer of Ateres, that in Tofresh Ein Tes, in this Maimer, that the service of the Eibishter needs to be Davke with joy. The Pasuk says, what does it say? What do serving Hashem? Why? Pasuk says, Beferish. Ivdus Hashem Besimcha. It doesn't say just serve Hashem, but you have to serve Hashem with joy. To such an extent is it important to Davke have Simcha, Shasimcha, Avidus Hashem, He Iker Godl. That's a main part, it's a main principle in the service of Hashem is to do it v'simcha. As it's known, kidua pirush ha-arizal v'huva betanya, as it's known, the arizal's explanation that was brought down in Tanya, this stress, the emphasis on simcha, because the posik says, ala posik, tachas asher lo yavadetos Hashem alakecho b'simcha v'goymer. The posik says, because you didn't serve Hashem with joy, and there goes up on the pasuk to tell you a lot of negative punishments that take place. So the Arizal points out, it doesn't say that you didn't serve Hashem. It says you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. That means that's so important, simcha, that if you don't do the mitzvah b'simcha, then there is big problems over there. So you see how important the Arizal says simcha is. That all of the negative things is not for not serving Hashem, but for not serving Hashem b'simcha. And we also find in Torah Oir, the Mashah HaRizal Zocha L'Ruch HaKodesh. This that the Arizal merited to have Ruch HaKodesh, Hu Al Yidei Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So you see, because when he did the mitzvah, he did it with simcha, Ivdas Hashem b'simcha, that gave him Ruach HaKodesh. So you see how Simcha is important. So one will argue, okay, I'm not looking for Ruach HaKodesh, and I'm not like the Arizal. Why do I need do the Simcha Shel Mitzvah to get Ruach HaKodesh? But since the Torah tells us about it, and since the Torah tells us about it, it means that the Alter Rebbe, that there is a lesson for us. It's not just to tell us something that he was and what he did, but it's something that we should do. Mekivan shezahu sipur b'toira shabal peh, since this is a story in Torah shabal peh about the Arizal, and Torah is melosh neira, so if it's a sipur in Torah, so this is a heira, this is a lesson. It's in Torah, it teaches us a lesson. So this becomes a lesson for each and every year, not only for an Arizal, but for every year. And the lesson is, the kasher ha'avoid, when you serve the Eibishter with joy, Ozha Vaida Hi Bishlemus, then the service is complete. It's a full, it's a whole service. It's when it is done with Simcha. It's not only important for the person to do the mitzvah fully, but then it has the full impact on the world. Mitzvahs that we do have to impact the world. If we do it fully, then we have a full impact in the world. The kasha by days and nasa shleimus gam behoilom. That way, there's also becomes this completeness also in the world. Shazel sharei. So, what's the connection that because the yitz avoda is b'shleimus, this also brings wholesomeness in the world, because the entire yid is to serve the Eibershter, to make a difference in the world. So if the yid is complete, the world will become a complete place. The ultimate creation is for yidden. Shenikroim reishis. The yidden are referred to as reishis. Bereishis is based reishis. The reishis, one of them is the yid. The yid is the reishis. So the world was created for a yid. Opirush bishvil Yisrael. What does it mean for a yid? Not just for a yid independently, but for a yid and Torah, so that he should serve the Eibishter. Opirush bishvil Yisrael. That means what the yid will work. The Eibishter created the world for a yid's work that yid will do. Shezehu iker mitziyuso. Because, well, this is not an addition. Oh, we're saying yid and then his avoida. The avoida of the yid isn't something different than the yid himself, because the whole yid, his whole creation is to serve Hashem. So it turns out for the service of Hashem, because zehu iker mitziusam. This is the, when we say for a yid is avoda. That's the main thing of the entity of a yid, is to serve the Eibishter. K'maim razal ani loy nivreisi ela l'shamish eskeini. That the person's whole creation was only in order to serve the Eibishter. So that means that Bereishis for a yid to serve to avoda, she Yisroel al yidei avidosom poyolim, she oilom yid betachlis hashlemes. So the yid, through his service, impacts the world should be complete. So it's important for the yid to be besimcha, so that his avoda would be complete, so the impact on the world will be complete. Now, it seems a little bit difficult. We have to make the world complete, but didn't the Eibishter create the world in such a way that is complete? The world, the Eibishter created a perfect world. What does it mean? But the Eibishter, the Rebbe will explain now, created the world in a way to give a yid an opportunity to become a partner and fix the world, to bring it even to greater shleimus than it is the shleimus, because the Eibishter allows for a yid to reach the highest level by bringing in shleimus in the world also. The Hagam, the Rebbe continues, Sh'oilom al milu oy nivra, the world was complete, was created, complete, full. Everything that needed for the world was there from Hashem. Ubefrat al pi hayadua, especially based on it's known that the creation of the world comes from the Eibishter's chesed. So when the Eibishter's chesed, there's no limitation. It's complete. It's the ultimate chesed. So why would we have to add more? Befrat al pi hayadua, shemehatayim im al briyas ha'olam hu, that some of the reason why was the world created is it went up in Hashem's will, blessed will. He wants to do good for his creations. Unto create and do good for them. And the nature of somebody who's good is to do good. Since the Eibishter is good, he's doing good with the creation. So the Eibishter wouldn't give a little bit. So if he's good and he's leitiv, he does it to the ultimate, to the fullest. The world was in a complete way. But yet, this is part of the completeness of the world to do good for the creations, to give them a part in all of this. This itself is leit lebruv hu echad that timing al zeshal lebirisoynei she abriyetia b'shvil Yisrael u'b'shvil haTorah. That is one of the reason that it went up in His blessed will that the creation should be for Yidden and for the Torah. Breishis b'shvil, the Eibishter created the world that it should be for the Yidden and Torah, so that they should make a difference. The fact that the Yid will be involved in the creation, making it a better place, that will give the Yid an opportunity to get the ultimate good, because he brings in Shlemus in the world. Through the Yid, would service of the Yid with Torah will add completeness to the world. What does it need to add completeness if the world is complete? A whole, an elevated level of completeness, wholesomeness, more than the completeness and wholesomeness of the world as it's from creation. The Eibishter created, the Eibishter's kindness is to create that the Yid, through his Avodah, will bring in additional wholesomeness. So that's the Eibishter's toy for a Yid, to give him the opportunity to bring in Shlemus. Umekivon shesh Shlemus Avodah, hikashani besimcha. And since the wholesomeness of this service is when it's done with simcha, lochein al yidei ze mitoysef gam b'hashleimus da'olam. So when the Yid's avoda is complete because he's doing it with simcha, so this adds also gam b'hashleimus da'olam, adds wholesomeness in the world, shenasa de'avedis Yisrael, which it takes place through the service of a Yid. So the Rebbe just explained in this now that the point of Shlemus of the Yid, in this bracket, the Rebbe explained the whole idea that this Shlemus that is by a Yid is negeya, it's important not only for the Yid, but this brings in shlemus of the world, because the Yid is to serve the Eibishter. So this is important of simcha. Simcha is important for the avoid of the Yid, and simcha is important in order to accomplish, to impact the world in its completeness, to make it on the highest level. But it's more than that. That the completeness of this service is when it's with joy. So one can say, okay, I'm doing that avodah, but it's not in its complete, not wholesome, not in the biggest level, but I'm still doing that avodah. So Rebbe explains now, Elo, v'loizu bilvash, levikam zimcha elisha simcha b'avodis Hashem. He gam hechrech b'avodis Hashem. It's actually a necessity in the service of Hashem. Shalochein, therefore, kashu schoser ha-simcha b'avodis Hashem. When there is lacking joy in the service of Hashem, magia ze'einesh chazir sholim, then you deserve a punishment for that. If it was just that you're not doing it be'avoida complete, okay, why would you get a punishment? But the Torah says, tachas k'mesh kosuv, tachas yashar lo yavadito Hashem l'kecha b'simcha v'goymer. Because you didn't serve him b'simcha, that's why all the punishment comes. So we see it's not just to add shleimus, but there's actually punishment when you don't do b'simcha. Why? Ki inyan ha'avoida hu lahamshir gilui elukus lamata. Because the idea of the service is to bring down revelation of godliness below. V'zenasa adeh simcha. And that becomes through simcha. So we need simcha. Simcha, without simcha, you're not doing the avoida basically. Because without simcha, you're not being revealing the godliness, and it's not only that it's not b'shleimus, but you're not doing your avodah. But the Rebbe says, how do we do simcha when we also have to do with awe, with yira? And here where it comes the paradox that we got to make sure that the simcha is a proper simcha. And that's why by Noyach and by Chava it didn't work. Because just saying the simcha, we find there has to be the level of yiras Hashem. Simcha alone can lead to arrogance, can lead to negative things, but you have to have simcha bebitl. Abiyachad im zeksiv. Together, while we're saying you must be besimcha, the pasuk also says ibdu Hashem biyira. You have to serve Hashem with awe, but even though it says with awe, Elisha b'posik ze'atzme mamshich, in this posik itself it says, v'gilu bir'odo, rejoice with trembling. So there needs to be yira, but joy bir'odo. Shetzorich li simcha, there needs to be simcha. How do we reconcile, make simcha with yira? Elo. So the difference is like this. Kasher ha-simcha hi b'murgash, if the simcha is with a sense of self, you feel it. Efsher shemizeh yovei l'hargosha sayeshus, could be that that would lead you to feeling your yeshus being an entity, being a yesh, feeling yourself to a sense of self. Then, once you feel, once it becomes a sense of self, this can lead to many negative, undesirables that branch out from the feeling of your feeling of self, a sense of self. That's why you can't just leave it at simcha. It needs to be to serve Hashem with awe, with fear, and you rejoice with the trembling. That way, when it is with fear and bir'odo, that joy will be a real joy, but not a felt, an essence, self-centered joy. It'll be in a way of humility and self-effacement and humility. That's the way the simcha. Ubiloshloshin hakosuf, to use the posuk in the language of the posuk, v'yosufu anovim ba'asem simcha, that the humble, they will add joy to Hashem. The joy comes from the level of humility. That is the level that is required, that it should be in a level of bitl v'anova. Sha'asimcha hi biyachad. either the simcha is together oimitzat, or because hanova v'abitl, or because the humility and subjugation brings the simcha l'kama sivov. Either it goes together, or the humility brings out the simcha, as the Rebbe will explain later on. Dalet. Based on this, the level that simcha needs to be with bittul in order to be the proper level of simcha. The Baal Yemai led, as the Rebbe Rashab explains in this maimer above, inyan osos chava chulu osos soro chulu. What is it? Chava kem zorkev shatzad hashove shabahem. What's the common denominator by them who sharot zulifal inyan asimcha? They wished to accomplish the idea of simcha. Maimer azal, as the sages of blessed memory say, gabei chava. They say, Eshkoil shalanovim sochato v'nosnoloi. She, a cluster of grapes, she squeezed out and she gave it to him. So we see it has to do with grapes. Grapes is simcha. Wine brings misameach. Ubunoyach ksiv vayita kerem, that he planted an orchard vayesh minayayin. He drank from the wine over there. So wine, if you just look at wine itself, is joy. The yayin uyina simcha. Yayin is idea of joy. K'mesha kosov, as the pasuk says, yayin ham sameich elokim v'anoshim. The wine that rejoices elokim v'anoshim, meaning that it makes Hashem and people happy. The avoid of yayin, avoid of simcha. Elo shebchav v'hoisa simcha b'bchinas murgash. By Chava, this joy was in a way that she felt. The Bechava kisi, because what does it say by Chava? Sevateiro isho kitoivo eitz lemaichel v'chisavu. She looked at it, she says, oh, this tree is good for food, and it's desirable, it's a taiva. It felt the desire. Shezo inar goshe, meaning the sense, feeling of a sense. So, she failed. Benoyach rotzo, gave her husband. Benoyach rotzo l'takin es chet eitzadas. And Noyach wanted to correct and fix this chet eitzadas, which came shu inyan hargosha, which is the idea felt. Alidei hargosha, through feeling, he got involved with the wine. But also biyodi, he also didn't succeed in correcting the mistake of Chava. The vayesh min hayayin hevi yisoy. What happened? What did it bring him when he drank from the wine? Loy l'simcha shebebchinas bittel, not to a joy which is brings to self-effacement. Yayin hamsameach, wine that makes happy. Kim lavayishkar, it brought him to becoming drunk. Yayin hamshakim. So it brought him to being drunk, not the wine that brings to simcha. He didn't correct what Chava did, but he failed himself also. It brought him to Yayin HaMeshakim. Now, we have to caution here. The Rebbe cautions here. So what? But when a person is shikir, he also loses his mind. If the whole idea is to lose yourself, lose your mitzias, so you become shikir, you lose your mind. But that's a confusion of mind. It's a whole different thing than becoming bittul. Rebbe explains now. Vagam de b'shikrus hu heder hargosh. Although when a person is shikr, he lacks feeling. So that's not the same thing as not feeling the metzias. Aval heder hargosh shebazeh. Over there, the lack of feeling. Hu loy mitzad ha'anovev ha'bittul. It's not because the humility and subjugation. Ki mitzad bilbul hadas v'hargosh. That's just a confusion of your mind and your feeling, but it's not a sense of humility. So, therefore, what Noyach tried to fix it through Hargosha was not successful. So what is the correction for the Chet Tzadas, which is the sense of feeling, Nasal Dei Sora Davke, that takes place through Sora. Kibur be Kabbalah, as explained in Kabbalah, that it was Shesoro Tikna Masha Kilkila Chava, that Sora corrected that which that's what Chava ruined through the wine. The Sora, he, the Chinas Malchus, Sora is the level of Malchus. In the Kabbalah, Sora represents the level of Malchus of Atzilus. Shalochein Nikra Sora. That's why she's called Sora from the language of dominance, which is Malchus's dominance. But Malchus is dominance, but it's also Inyan HaBitl, also the idea of Bitl. So Sora was dominance through Bitl, as the Rebbe will continue to explain, and also in the next Maimer, in Tovshim Memhei, the Rebbe speaks longer about this as the combination of being Srora, but also the level of Bittl, Malchus, Leslum, Megamar, Klum, and its dominance is from its Bittl. V'lochein, al yoda davke nasa hatikun. So that's why through Srora, through Bittl becomes the Tikun. Simcha, Sheb, Bechinas Bittl. It's a Simcha, which comes in a level of humility, of self-effacement. So this is the meaning in the Zohar. That Sora came about and she descended and then she went up. Because of that subjugation, the self-effacement of Malchus, the Sfiris of Malchus, we're talking now in the Sfiris. Even when she goes down, from Malchus of Atzilus, she comes down to Biah. Hayirida nachtas ibishvil ha'aliyah. So that descent is to elevate. Vesolka, she goes up. The yirida samalchus lemata. When Malchus descends below, yivichdei levarer ulisaken hanitzoytus digdusha. That is in order to sort out and to fix those sparks of holiness, shenimtzoyim lemata, which are found below. And to elevate them above, descending into the level of Biyah, to elevate the sparks of Biyah. This we're talking about Sora, the way she's Sfiras HaMalchus. But also when you look in the story that Avram and Sora went down to Egypt physically, literally, why it's the purpose of for them going down? So in order the elevation when they go up from Mitzrayim, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, who be ishto him and his wife to go up from Mitzrayim, tiya be'oifen shel Avram kovid me'oid b'mikna b'kesef u'bazov. It should be in a way that Avram was heavy with all the cattle, the silver, and the gold. So he should be elevated. But this seems like Avram, no. Because everything that Avram got was because of Sora. That represents the level of Sora coming down. Because it says, L'Avram heitiv bavura. Shalom shazen asayidei Sora. This becomes, through Sora, all of the great fortune that he has going down. K'mesha kosuv. V'Avram heitiv bavura. Avram, he did good that he gave him all these things from Mitzrayim, was because of Sora. So it means that Sora is the reason. That way, Sora got the higher level, the Chayin Elohim, which is even the higher Madregas. Va'ad asher dilo havechayin, to the extent that that life becomes hers, shachayin hein dilo gam bemurgash, also in this sense, that was her life, her essence, herself, her murgash was also the higher level. The liyeh shamalchus he bebechinas bitl be'atzem. Since malchus is bitl in essence, lachein gam amurgash shabo bebechinas bitl. Therefore, even what's felt by her is the level of bitl. It becomes the law, becomes the level of bitl of the higher worlds. Because something that is bitl be'etzem, like malchus, even the murgash is bitl. Ba'voidehu, what does it interpret in the service of Hashem? talking about Simcha Shel Mitzvah, we're talking about serving the Eibishter, learning from Sora to be Mesakin, so that the Simcha should be without leading to negative things. The Gam Kisha Simcha, he be Galus, even when Simcha is revealed, Mekomakoim he be B'chinas Bittel. It's still rejoicing, but it's in a way of humility. Dugmas Melech, similar to a king, even though he's in exalted states, he is in a joyful state, that the strength and joy in his place, it's not in the way of sense of self, but it's a sense of subjugation, even in the time when you feel the simcha. Therefore, from this simcha in the noisef, besides the fact that it doesn't apply that this should lead to undesirable results, like was bechava noyach that it led to negative things. The contrary, this brings to the ultimate elevation. Brings us to the total elevation until it's a level that it's similar to the future to come. Meaning the simcha brings us to the highest of levels that will only be in the future. What does it have to do with the future? We're talking about the Maimer explains by letter sheim and the law who have a chayin who dugmas v'nichya lefon of sheilosim. With regards to losit law by yoy mashmin shlishi yikimen v'nichya lefon of, and we will live before him by yoy mashlishi means beis hamikdash shlishi or the highest level, but which will all come in the future. This chayin the law is similar nichya lefon of. Chaim b'tachlis hashleimus, the ultimate chaim. So this level of chaim b'tachlis hashleimus is going to come li'osid lavoi, and we are able to get this through that real simcha mitzvah, through that which was nimshach, through the avodah of simcha shemitzvah. And this is all that Sora brought about in the world. I say. So the Rebbe continues to explain that Take, the real true Simcha v'nichya lefonov, the real Chaim, is la'osid lavoi, and the Chayis Sora that we're talking about over here, which came through Simcha, the true Simcha is Take going to be la'osid lavoi as well. Hey, yes, lekasher zei makosu oz yimolis chayk pinu. So we can connect it, tie this to the verse. Oz then, meaning in the future, yimolis chayk pinu, our mouth will be filled with laughter, with joy. Shela osid lovoi tia hasimcha betachlis hashlemus. That in the future to come, the joy is going to be in. Ultimately, in its wholesomeness, it will be complete, fully simcha. And that's going to be oz. Vagam shesimcha dil osid lovei. Acha simcha da'achshov. And to such an extent that this simcha we experience now, gam kishehi betachlis hashleimus, even if it's in complete wholesomeness, in fullest, that we're able to do simcha now at kamashav shelius achshav to the extent that it can be simcha now. He be'ein areich. It is uncomparable lagabe hasimcha v'aschoik shiyu la'osid lovei, relative to the joy, the laughter that is going to be in the future to come. Oz yimolei schoik pinu. Then we full is pinu schoik pinu be full. Then not now, even though. That how are we zeichet to that schoik is through the schoik presently, but still the actual simcha will be dead, as he says. Even though that the simcha in the future, as all matters of the future, through the service of Hashem with joy during the duration of the time of Golus, but nevertheless, the avodah is taken now to the Meshach Zman HaGolus. The reward that will be in the future to come, which is our mouth will be filled with laughter, is incomparable. Not only not comparable, not at all comparable. It is higher even than the definition of reward. Reward, when you work something, you get reward for it. So the reward has a connection to the work. But when you get an outstanding hamshacha, a lot more, the revelation, la'osi, the tzchok will be so much greater. It's not even reward for your work now because it's so much greater. Based on this, we can explain Mashebno shel Sora, that Sora's son has to do with the level of joy, has to do with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Tzchok Asalikim. Shesora his palalo olov ubi yaser, that the son of Sora was a son take of Yitzchak, of Avram as well. But the one who davened mostly for him, ubi yaser, is a yaser Avram Avinu, even more than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Lu Yishmael Yechil Lefanachi, was also said, but here, Sarah didn't let up, she wanted the son, is Nikra B'Shem Yitzchak. So he is called Yitzchak Al Shem, Tzchoik Oso Lilikim, Shem made for me happiness, laughter, and joy. So this was Yitzchak that she named. That is Sarah's son, Sarah, who we're talking about here, is Simcha had a son whose name was Yitzchak Tzchoiko Selukim. Ke'in yen dilo havo chayin desoru. Because when we say that dilo havo chayin, that her life was hers, dilo, ukemoi, that is, as we're saying, the chayim lo'osid lovi, as the Rebbe brought from the Maimir, from the Rebbe Rashab, ukemoi v'nichya lefonov sheyi lo'osid. That is the same, similar to Benichiel will live before him being the Osid, which will be Ozim Olishchok Pindo. So this was Yitzchak over here, the name of Simcha Kenal Mehamaimer, the Baliyeh Mehaledes, as brought down earlier from the Maimer of the Baliyeh Mehaledes in the Rebbe Rashab. Vezehu Shebno Shel Sora, who Yitzchak, this is why the son of Sora is Yitzchak Al Shem. Whose idea is Yitzchak is laughter and joy, to the extent the name Yitzchak is such an extent of tzchok also lilikim tzchok v'simcha, it will be shebedugmas yemoli tzchok pinu del osid lovei, which is similar to that our mouth will be full with tzchok for the future. Shalochein, and that's why, because this is really, Yitzchak is really that level of tzchok, that level of simcha, which is going to be then, la'osid lova yemru Yitzchak davke ka'atovino. It says that we will say, Yitzchak, of all the others, is going to be Yitzchak, atovino, because Yitzchak represents the real level of tzchok, and the real level of tzchok is la'osid lova. So now the Rebbe is going to explain what we talked about before, especially in Avodah, the idea of the Simcha that comes with Bittul through self-effacement. Not the Murgash, not the Nefil of Yeshus, but Nefil Bittul. And the Bittul is such an extent, even when the joy is revealed, as Rebbe said before, by a king, by Sora, Srora. But yet, Mekomo can be Bechinas Bittel, it's still, because there's a Bittel Be'etzem, even the Hispashtus, even the Gilui, even Simcha is also be Bittel. So he says, Hine, Amitis Inyan HaSimcha Bo Mitzad HaNove VaBittel. In truth, real joy comes from humility and self-negation and bittel. It's the anovim that will add simcha with Hashem. It's the level of humility that allows them for the additional level of humility. So what explained the connection between humility and joy? Humility, even though it seems contradictory, humility is less and joy is expansion. That's a level of subjugation, humility, and joy is expansion. It seems opposites, humility and joy. In that Maimer, the Alter Rebbe explains in the Maimer that says that the Anovim will add Simcha in Hashem and also become Edrush Rebbe Senior Sen Shalacharze, and in many of the Maimorim of our Rebbes, our leaders that follow the Gambe Maimer and Al Shabal Yemha Hailedis, and also in the above mentioned Maimer and Ateres in of the Rebbe Rashab, who's Yemelet Chofov, the Inyan Hanov, who, what is the idea of humility? It's not that the humble person makes a mistake about himself, and he doesn't know his greatness. He's just he underestimates his advance. That's not what Anonov is. But rather, even though he knows his greatness, to the extent he knows all of his milus. So, we have milus that everybody has. Being a Yid, you have milus. But he knows all his milus. Besides the fact being a Yid, that's already a great mila by itself. The kol echad v'echad miYisrael, each and every one of the nafilu eilu shahanagosim hishaleki deboy yiklal. Even if you should not be conducting properly at all, loyrak sheyesh lohem mitzvus. Not only do they have mitzvus, elosha mitzvus memalim es mitzuyosim, but the mitzvus fill who their existence. So they are not only that have mitzvahs, but they're full. That's, and when we say the loshen, k'loshen azal malei mitzvahs kirimen, they're full with mitzvahs like a pomegranate, like his seeds. So that means they're not just have mitzvahs, but they're full with mitzvahs. Ubefrat asheva amich kulum tzadikim. B'chlau we say all yidna tzadikim. V'kol yisrael b'cheshkas kashrus. And we also say all yidna v'chazer korao kashrus. So in general, you have milus just by being a Yid. But this person knows all of his milus. And yet, that doesn't conflict with humility. He does not become an entity in his own eyes. And for sure, he doesn't become self-centered on his existence, being his being. Ki yedeis emes. Why? How could it be an onov while he knows his milus? He knows the truth. Shahamilus sheyesh loy, that those advantages that he has, they are not the power and the strength, his power and the strength of his hands. Kim nitnu loy hakoichas azam el mailo, but they have been given to him the powers of above. So the person appreciates, he knows his milas, but he knows that are not his, it's not his own, they have been given to him. And therefore he concludes that had they given these powers to one someone else, he would also be in this level. Not only would the other one also be in this level, but because the person is humble, he thinks that the other one would be even better. Had this been koiches been by somebody else, he would have revealed them even more. So he thinks somebody else would do as well as him. But he thinks even more than that, he thinks that the other person would do even better than him. Because his humility tells him that the other person can even do even better than him. So therefore, this humility, since he knows his greatness, his advantages, but he doesn't make him, he doesn't become an entity, a self-centered, self-feeling individual. Not only does it not lead to the opposite of simcha, but on the contrary, his humility and his subjugation, he thinks that he doesn't deserve anything. This brings him to a great and full simcha. The shleimus ha-simcha davke b'mishu botel. Complete simcha is one who's bottled. The fact that you lack any self or any deserving or any credit for this, you really could be rejoicing to the complete and greatest simcha of what you have undeserved. It is because of your humility. The shleim as ha-simcha davk mishubot kevur b'mayim b'varucha, as explained in the Mayim Redlet. U'mekivon sha-simcha bo b'sibas ha-anova v'habitl. Since the simcha comes because the reason for the simcha is humility and subjugation, self-effacement, lochein gam ha-simcha atzmo, so therefore, the simcha itself, or the actual simcha, rejoicing, gam kshi bizgalus, even when it's revealed, ibebchinas bitl is on a level of bitl. Zayin. V'zehu Vayiyu Chayi Soro, Goymer Shnei Chayi Soro. Going back to explaining the Yichai Soro, Shnei Chayi Soro, that the ultimate level of Bittl is the Shnei Chayi Soro, after having the Chayi Soro, the Shnei Chayi Soro. So he explains, Vayiyu Chayi Soro, Humasha Zochso L'Chayin Eloin. The fact that she merited to get the supreme life, that's the first, that's Vayiyu Chayi Soro. And then the pasuk continues, what is the chayin elon that she merited? It says, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. These are all referencing the spheres. Sora malchus got from the level of 100 years, the level of keser, esrim, the level of chokhma bina, and sheva shonim, the level of midas. Shakoya kolos virus. As the Maimer explains, the Meya Shono Bechinas Arich, that's the level of Arich, Kemoy Shemeir Boy Bechinas Atik, as Atik shines in Arich, Pnimi Sakeser as it shines in Chitzoni Sakeser. So it's Taki, because in Chitzoni Sakeser, in Arich alone, we have plurality. There's a source for 10 for the Svirus, so we have the level of Meya, which is the Shlemus of 100, 10 times 10 of all the spheres. But in Pnimis HaKeser, in Atik, over there, there is no spheres at all. It's unity. So when spheres of Atik shines in Arich, so then it remains Shona, even though it's Meya, but it's Shona, it's a singular, as it explains now. K'moy Shemeir Boy B'chinas Atik, like Atik shines in him. That's why it says 100 years, because we're not talking about Arich on its own, but Arich do it has Atik. In our case, even though it says Echod,
and Echod is one, but it's Lemaila Mibchinas Echod. It's higher than Echod, even though Shana, but it's a level of Yochid. Lemaila Mibchinas Echod. Shana Losh Lchanemer Meil Shana Losh Yochid. Lemaila Mibchinas Echod, not one, but even higher level of Yochid. That's the Madrege that she received. That's when the Atik shines in Arich. Ve'esrim shana b'chinas chochmo bina. Then 20 references chochmo bina. That's chochmo bina, as each one is included of 10, is 20. B'sheva shana b'chinas zayin midas. That's the 7 midas, which is the shiva simei habinyan. That's the 7 days that built this Sunday, Monday, all the days. Each one has one of the midas. So that's the Hamshocha, that's the Chayin Eloin, to bring down from Keser, from Arich, from Chochmo Bina, from the Midos into Malchus. Then the Posse continues, says, Shnei Chay Soro, Dilo Hav V'Chayin, that the life became her. Chayin Hein Dilo, Gam B'Murgosh, that the life became hers, that level of Hamshocha that came down became Zer Gamba Murgash, also felt that it was hers. Shabavoido, Inyan Abitl Besimcha, the Avoido, that's the Inyan Abitl Besimcha, Gam Kemoshu Bizgalus, that means that in the, when we talk about Navoido, that level is called the Bitl of Simcha. Even with Simcha Bizgalus, in Bemurgash, it's still Bitl. Kenal ma'amaymer the balo yemaledes, as we said before, from the ma'amal yemaledes. Zehu kama tam laze. This is also the reason. Shabasim shnei chayisore. Ein mefarat amisporim. When he includes this is chayisore, he doesn't detail the numbers. The meya esrim v'sheva of 127. Kize. There's no numbers here anymore. Kize shegam hamurgeshu bebitul. Because here we have, even when it's Murgash, it's already in Malchus, it's already in Sora, it's Chayyad the Law, it's Murgash, but still remains Bittl, Shoyuchot Shneim and Yochim Hofchim, which is the combination of two opposites, Murgash and Bittl, that the Murgash should be Bittl, whom Ebchinas Shel Mailam is Chalkus, it's from a level that is higher than separation. Zehu ha ilu d'shnei chayisor al chayisor mei shana v'goymer. And this is the advantage of shnei chayisor over chayisor mei shana, all these levels that we said chayisor was mamshich all these levels. And here we're saying that shnei chayisor both come together, the murgish is bebitl. And this comes from a higher place than the Vayu Chayisora. The Shnei Chayisora is higher level than Chayisora. The Inyan Meyeshona Ve'esim Shona Ve'sheva Shonim Imayil Imayosin Nayla Ve'yosh. Even though it's very great, as explained, Kemuvan Gam Mepirush Rasha LaPosik. Rasha the Posik explains all the different that it was Shavim L'Toyva and L'Yoyfi and everything Mekomokim Hem Gimel Inyonim Chalokim, but it's still three different categories. There is Yoyfi, there's L'Chait and Sheva Shonim, Meya Shonim, different levels. There's Chalokim. Mashenke Shnei Chayisora is no Chalokim over there. Who Shakulon Shavim L'Maylam is Chalkus. This is higher than dividing, mitzad b'chinas zu, so it's dafke from this higher level, even higher than vayiyu chayisore, but shnei chayisore is a level the higher than ischalkus. Kama murgush hu bebitl, even the level of murgush is bebitl, and that's the idea of the lo have chayin, that the chayin is hers, and still being hers, it's still in the level of bitl. ויש לומר, דל ידי עניין דלא הווחיין. That's בעבודה, when we're talking, בעבודה. through the law of Chaim. What it means in Avoida, Shagam Hamurgish Simcha Shabizgalus Ubibitl, Kipirush Balyoy Mahaledas Bidi Dov Chaim. In Avoida, just like we explained the Dov Chaim, that the Dov Chaim means even in the Do, even when it becomes her, still there is Chaim, there is the level of Bittl. And in Avoida, it means that the level is B. Even in the Murgash, when the Simcha is Bizgalus, there is still the level of Bittul. Aideza Nasid Dilo Havichayin Gambi Pashtus. That also makes the life to be yours also literally. Shahachayim Hein Shelo V'Nasis Balabayis Alachayim. That the Chayim becomes her, she becomes in charge of Chaim. Sora becomes the one in charge of the Chaim. And in charge of the Chaim means that the Chaim should be on the highest level. What does it mean? She, the Chaim is hers. That she takes control over the Chaim. How so? Kisimcha peiris kol agdorim. Simcha breaches through all limitations. L'chein, through the level of revealed simcha, that creates a strengthening in life which is higher than the limitation and the agbola. So it turns out that when the Chaim becomes your, you get in control. You get in control and you own your life. The increase in life, a long life, tikburis Chaim, beyond any limitation of Hagbola. And there's no limitation to your life, even to the physical life. Bepashtus, the Rebbe says. A long life and beyond. Derech Hayidu Binyan Yitzchok, similar to what is known by Yitzchok. Shinyonu Yitzchok V'Simcha Kanal, whose name is Yitzchok, his name is joy and laughter and Simcha. Shagvur is the Yitzchok. What does it mean in the strength of Yitzchok? It's not a limitation. It's the strength is who in Tikboides Hachayus, V'Tikboides Habrachas. It's an increase of life, an increase of blessing. Ba'ad l'chayim betachlis hashlemus, till life in the ultimate completeness, whole life. Dugmas v'nichyeh lefonav sheyichyeh lahozid lovei. Similar to live before him in the future, where life will be on the highest level. We have the ability to own that life right now. That's owned through the level of simcha. That's the level of real simcha, that even when we have simcha, it's with bittul. And then you become the owner of life, and you increase life. And the action of the fathers is a sign for the sons, and it's also for the foremothers. It's a lesson that gives actually power to each and every one of us, of the Jewish people. To the extent, this idea, the power is not just a lesson, and it's not just strength, it's an inheritance. It's like all in Yonim of the father and the mother, it's an inheritance. So we have not only the strength, but we inherit it. That he's able to serve Hashem with joy openly. And this joy is based al inyan habitl, on the idea of bitl. V'nafshi ka'ofer la'kil tiyah. My soul is like dust to everybody. V'lochein, and when it's miyusid on that level of bitl, ein chshash, there is no worry, she staf mizeh eze, inyan bitl rot, bilti rotzui chaz v'sholem, that will branch out of this, some undesirable matter, God forbid. V'adrab. On the contrary, not only does it not have to worry that something bad will branch out from him. Mekivon shesim simcha peretz geder, since simcha breaches through limitation, hinal yidei hasimcha, through the joy Yosef oimetz b'avidosei b'yaser seisu b'yaser oiv, he will add through the simcha more force in his service with more force and more strength. Ad la avoida shelamaylam medida vagbola, to the extent such a service which is beyond any limitation and measure. Inyan tikboida sachayis ba'avoida, that's the strengthening of that vitality in avoida. That's the simcha. Simcha breaks through, allows him to serve the Eibershter with much more strength, but also gam tikboida sachayim kipshuta, he also increases life literally. Arichas yomim v'shonim teves v'pashtus, long days, good years, literally long life through simcha with bittul, and it breaks through everything. You actually gain a tikboides achaim of Yitzchak, a strength of life in ariches yom v'shanim teves. Tes v'yesh lekasher ze im yom ha'ilad deshal kavik dushes admur nishmas eden shanazu. We can tie this to the birthday of the Rebbe Nishmas Eden of this year. See him v'chosim shnas ameiv esrim. It's the conclusion of the 120 years. Born in Tofresh Chaf Aleph, and the Rebbe is giving the Maimer in Tofshin Mem Aleph. The Isa b'Zoyer ala Posik, the Posik in the Zoyer and the Posik, it says V'hoyu Yom of Meiv Esrim Shono. The Posik after in the Mabel, the Eibishter says L'Yod Neruchi Be'olam, a person will live for 120 years, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. So the Zohar says Shurem is LeMoshe. This is a hint for Moshe, who lived 120 years. Chulu Shemamshich Chayin Libnei Nosho. Moshe extends, draws down life to the human beings. The Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael, not human beings, or every Yid, every one of the Yiddish people. Mehahu Ilono Dechayin, from that tree of life. Shabazeh, so that meaning brings down for each one from the tree of life, from the chayin, the hoye yom of mei v'esrim shono, shezeh nichol gam arichas yomim kipshutoi. The pashtus means long life. 120 years mean a literally long life. Kediso b'zoyer yarsham lifnei zeh, as the Zohar also says, before that, when it says b'shagam, Shagamu Bosar, the Pasuk says. Do Moshe Chulu. That is Moshe. Umechela do kayomim bene nosha baomo yoimim sagir. And from this strength, Shagamu Bosar, which is Moshe, so that strength of Moshe, people live long life. And that is Moshe continues also today to give people long life. The Zohar says Moshe didn't die. He continues to Moshe to bring this down now. Doesn't mean that Yomim, that he is Mamshech from Moshe Rabbeinu, Arichas Yomim, he's Mamshech even after his passing. And Azev says, "Blessed memory." Say, "Malahalon, Oymedu Meshamesh Avkano Yidu Meshamesh." Just like when he was in this world, he was standing and serving the Eibishter and serving the people, and davening. Same thing right now. K'moshu Moshe Rabbeinu Rayim Hemne. Just as it's by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is called the faithful shepherd. K'mekenu Beroy Yisrael. Same thing is the shepherds of Israel. So behold, every generation, the leaders. Ad lebal yoyim ha'aledis, till the ones whose birthday is on Chafav, v'bnoi, k'vayt k'dushus ma'yirichom, v'admiru ma'al mekoymei, and his son, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that took his place, k'edu ha'michtav shal k'vayt k'dushus ma'yirichom admur, as the known letter of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, v'negei lo'aviv, he said it to his father, v'mizem muvan shekeinu gametzli. From there we understand, just like he said it about his father, that same thing as him. What did he say about his father? That these leaders continue to be shepherding their sheep even after their passing. So he said it about the Rebbe Rashab, but it also applies to the Friedrich Rebbe. Sheroi Yisroel lo yiportu chaz v'sholim malzoin marisam. The Jewish shepherd don't separate, God forbid, from their sheep that they are shepherding. Shual derech maimer azal hanal b'negei lemoshe, which is similar to the above saying of our sages of blessed memory with regards to Moshe, that Malahala name the Mishamish, Afkana the Mishamish. So this vort that the Friedrich Rebbe says is similar, is the same as similar the vort that we learn in the Chazal, the Rebbe quotes, that just like Moshe was standing before serving, also he serves now too. Shagam Akshav Hu Bal Yom HaYiledes. Also now, the ones whose birthday, the Rebbe Rashab, Meila Muvan also understood Benoim Malam Mekoyme, Mamlit Zchus Al Kolachot VaAchas. He gives and he says the merits for each and every one, men and women, Yisrael, the Jewish people. Umamshich Lam Brachos Hatzlochos Yeshuas. He draws down for them blessings, success, and salvation. He brings that tree of life, that 120 years, that Eitz HaChayim begam arichas yamim bepashtus, and also literally long life l'kol echot v'achas Yisrael, for each and every one of the Yiddish people. Eis Yud. V'hinei, k'moy she'inyin d'lav v'chayim d'soro dugmas v'nichya l'fonav she'yir losim. Just like we're saying, the law Chaim was heard, that is similar to the Nichya Lefon is going to be in the future. Kenal Seif Siv Dalad Vesiv Hei Ma Maimer De Bal Yema Eledes, from the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab from Ateres, that the Rebbe was learning the whole time, that the Chaim was hers, it's similar that will be Nichya, the Chaim of Losid Lomay. So similar is also the power that is given, that is extends from this, from the fact that she has the Chaim in charge of the Chaim, and that extends lechol echad miYisrael, that each one gets from that level of Sora, that level of Chayin Shnei Chayisora, that the simcha that should be al avoda besimcha, that should be simcha al sif ches shaydei avoda besimcha, through this service simcha niske b'kor of mamish, we will merit very soon the kiyum hayiyud, to the fulfillment of the promise of bayoyim hashlishi yikimenu v'nichya lufonov, that on that third day we will stand and live before him. So through our avoda besimcha, we merit the Yom HaShlishi, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, as the Rebbe will explain. Which, the Yom HaShlishi, there's two in Taichin, whether it goes on the level which is even higher than Soiviv Kol Almim. So, first, one and two is Mamala and Soiviv, and Shlishi is higher, and also one and two, the first, second Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash. V'inyanu, d'hinni mevur, b'kutte teire divra mayi l'chsili chayenu, miyemayim. Bayoim hashlishi yikimenu v'nichya lefonov. Yemayim em bichinis malakolam v'sev kolam. Yemayim, those are the level of malakolam v'sev kolam. Bayoim hashlishi u'bichinis shalamaylo gam v'bichinis sev kolam. Yemayim hashlishi is higher also than sev kolam. Hainu, she'en b'shu medidis v'akbolos, it has no limitations, no measures. Gam lo yam medidis sev kolam. It's not even the measurement of sev kolam. It's higher than sev kolam. And that's shlishi. Mekivon shesimcha peretz geder. So how do we get to that level which is higher than ischalkus? That comes through simcha. Simcha breaches through all limitations. By day hasimcha magiim kenal simchas la ma'ila avoda shalemayla medida vagbola, to the avoda which is higher than measure of limitation. Lachein hasimcha. That's a very close preparation and a vessel that on this third day it will stand up and live for the giluyim that will be in bayoyim hashlishi, the save of higher than save of kolalmim, because this is beyond any limitation. That's simcha peretz geder. The level which is even higher than save of kolalmim. When will this be? Lasid, but specifically in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Ukah Pirush, it also includes the Pirush, the Bayeim Hashlishi, Koya Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. This refers to the third Beis Hamikdash. Sheyivne Melech HaMashiach, Melech Beis David, which will be built by King Mashiach, the King Beis David. It's also the Shlishi. Gam Inyan Ze Shaykh Mem Yuchat Le Inyan HaSimcha. This specifically Melech HaMashiach, who built the Beis HaMikdash, is also specifically connected to Simcha. Kemuva mizeh shehar Rambam, the fact that Rambam proves Raya al inyan haSimcha sheyismach kol odom, kol odom, that every person should be rejoicing. Asis haMitzvah, he brings the, I'm not sure if the kol odom is another version over there, but everybody should be happy in doing a mitzvah with David Melech Yisrael. From David Melech Yisrael, the Ksibei v'Melech David Mefazim Charkiv Ne'Hashem, in honor of the mitzvah of the Oren, they were bringing the Oren, he was dancing David Fazer Mecharker. And that idea of Simcha of David. And David HaMelech is the Mashiach comes. Yeshlem Rabbi was it David Melech Yisrael, who in Yisviras HaMalchus, why is it at such a level? Because he's Sviras HaMalchus. And because he was Sviras HaMalchus, and Malchus is the ultimate Bittl, he says, no value, I'm silenced, he is ultimate Bittl, David HaMelech. Ki Malchus is Bittl kenal. Sivdalet, Malchus is the level of Bittl. V'zehu shavidosei hoiso besimcha gedoylo. And that's why David was the Sufa Novim Simcha, we learned before that the level of Bittl actually brings out the Simcha Gedoylo. Amelech David Mefazez Umecharki Lifnei Hashem, he was dancing and he was jumping. And before Hashem, Kimitzad Abitl the Malchus, because of the Bittl Malchus, Gam Ksha Simcha Bizgalus, even when the Simcha is revealed, in Shaykh Shaystaif Mizainyim Biltirotsui, it is not possible that something undesirable shall branch out of it. Mekivan shadavid melech Yisrael chay v'kayim. And since David Melech Yisrael is alive and existence, haynu, shu chay v'kayim b'kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, he is alive and existence by everyone, not just as David, but as a king, b'ter David Melech Yisrael. He's still the king Yisrael, habitl d'malchus. David Melech, we have that king, that level of Bittl. That gives the power to every Yid to rejoice by doing the mitzvah. Even though the Rambam says, it's a big avodah to be simcha shel mitzvah is something very, very big. So still, simcha tibay v'narotzi, then it should be in a proper way. When we are joy by doing a mitzvah, but not only doing a mitzvah, even the koilul gam b'kiyum atzivui, that's also a mitzvah. All things should be l'shem shemayim. That's a tzivui too. So that's also requires simcha. Know Hashem in all your ways to do that as well with simcha. Yifritzu as Gidrei HaGolus, we should breach through the limitations, the boundaries, the fences of exile. V'osi mar do Malka Mashiach, the master, who, that's King Mashiach, David Melech Yisrael, yachad im Moshe Rabbeinu Raya Mehemne, together with Moshe Rabbeinu, because sharei goyel rishnu goyel achren, koyel, the first and last, koyel gam Raya Mehemne shvuchol der v'dor, including all the faithful shepherd which in every generation, Adla Rai Memnish of the Reinu, till the faithful shepherd of our generation, Kleitlushus Merchom Admir Nasi the Reinu, which is my father in law, the Rebbe, the leader of our generation. Shabakoriv Mamish Tukui Mahavtocha. Very soon the promise will be fulfilled. They will get up and they will sing those who rest in the dust. Vimom Yachad. Melech Lakabab Ne Mashiach Sidkeinu. Together with them will go to greet Mashiach Sidkeinu Vasim Chasoilam Al Risham. The eternal joy on their heads, the behavior we made of Mamish very speedily in our days.